Yeah, very good night's work. He was spot on as an office. Bowes are probably one of the very few sides in the league who will not get relegated. And I think that it's probably a far stretch for them to maybe qualify for Europe automatically. So they would have been seeing the Cup as a serious avenue to maybe try and get into Europe or maybe continue their season. So you could see after the final whistle there were some players on their knees. You'd never think it was a semi final or a quarter final. So they obviously came here with high hopes of putting us out of the cup. But to be fair to the boys, they never lay down the whole game, and they came back every time. They were pegged back. So credit to you. You know, it was a very good performance.
You were a renowned goal scorer for Harps, and I suppose they had a difficulty for over a period of time to getting the ball in the net, but they seem to have that ability to score now, which is always very helpful.
It does. Comparing that game to the Galway game, last night it was completely open. I would say neither Ollie or Keith Long would be too happy with the defensive performances out of both teams. They wouldn't like it, but sometimes that happens in the cup games. Whereas league games, it can be more tense affair and tight when there's points up for grabs. But it was an open game, and every time we went forward, we looked like scoring, which is a great sign. Young Kieran McAleer came on and just injected a serious amount of pace into the attack, and it was obviously him won the penalty as well. But goals, we seem to be like, we under Ollie for 3 or 4 years, we never got a, I don't even think we got a free kick or anywhere near scoring from a free kick, and I think that's maybe at least 5 free kicks we have now from direct between Paddy, Eddie, and I think it was Eddie, 2 or 3. So like, we're scoring goals from dead balls, we're scoring from corners, we're scoring from open play. So long may it last, and I would say Ollie would love it to be had it been a league game, and there would have been points up for grabs, because they're too far between at times, you know. So good performance, and really, really good attacking display from the boys, you know.
Yeah, it set them up in a good position, I suppose, for their league games. But as you mentioned, and Ollie mentioned, I suppose points may be more important. Is there any drawback in being still in the cup competition when you're still fighting for points towards the bottom of the table?
It's probably one of those ones now, is if you're like, and Harps do have a few injuries, and you're trying to nurse players. But on the other end, it's a chance to give players that maybe weren't playing the league game more game time. And I think from my own experience of going on good cup runs, it breeds confidence. So every round you get through, it definitely breeds confidence in the group. And even looking at today's results, like, there's still two junior sides in the cup draw, and there's 3 first division teams. Not that any of those 3 first division teams is going to be easy, nor the junior teams, but you would, like, if the draw was kind, you got another home draw, why not maybe go on a cup run? We've certainly got the squad. That's, I'm not saying we've got the squad to go on a lengthy cup run, but you just never know. That's cup football. The likes of Bowes last night, if they went through, they probably fancied themselves maybe going further down the line, so why not us, you know?
And I'm sure the spectators out there are quite happy to be in the cup, because there's a bit of glamour about it yet, and I suppose it brings people out because they're still in the cup.
Yeah, 100%. I personally think a good cup run will breed confidence in the squad. And it's a break from the grind every week, because it is a battle, and it's going to be a battle every week now for the next 8 weeks in the league. So it's good sometimes as a player. Sometimes you can just kind of not relax, but it's a different kind of pressure. Whereas the league, everything's going into the league this year to try and stay up and avoid the bottom three. But I think a cup is just offers something different to give the squad and the management something different to look forward to. When the cup weekends come on, so I think it'll definitely be confidence. And the draw can be kind to us, and I think home draw is key. I think why not? When I look at the teams that are left, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's going to be a big team knocked out this evening at Oriel Park. 6:30 start for the match between Dundalk and Derry City. Would Derry be hoping, I suppose, to maybe an avenue into Europe as well?
Yeah, it's just one of those ones. Derry City has a fantastic record in the FA Cup over the last 10 to 15 years. But another flip side of that, Stephen Kenny himself personally has an unbelievable record in the FA Cup. As manager, he must have the most record appearances for finals as a manager in cup competitions in League Ireland. Derry probably will be up against it tonight because they seem to have found their form again, Dundalk. They're obviously nursing a few injuries as well, Derry, but you never know. I think it'll be a good game. It'll probably be the last team that Dundalk want to face is Derry, because Derry seem to have a decent record against Dundalk. So you'd fancy Dundalk. Everybody, like, looking at the two teams on paper, you'd fancy Dundalk, but Derry's got that within them, they surprise you. And they are a really good cup side. So no doubt if they go and shock Dundalk tonight, then they could be on us for a long run as well.
Yeah, because either team could do well, and I suppose it's fair to say the league is over. Cork City, I would suggest, have won that. So again, both teams, a bit like Bohemians, will be using this as a means of getting into Europe.
Yeah, well, so that comes with its own pressure too. Sometimes when you're looking at it going, this is the only competition we have, that puts pressure on the squad, and sometimes it doesn't always work out. But it's one of those ones you can nearly bet on Cork as the league in the bag, which they, as you said, they almost do. You can nearly bet that their players will be playing with freedom now, and they've got the league medal in their back pockets. They'll be looking at the cup competition as another bonus, so they'll go and play, and you can nearly guarantee they'll probably make the final because it's such a strong squad. So I suppose Dundalk, different pressure, and it is, as you say, it's probably their only avenue for a medal this year. And like, knowing Stephen Kenny, he'll go at everything because he loves getting the cup finals. And it'll be a hard task for Derry tonight, but they've got the squad, they obviously give it a go, but I would fancy Dundalk overall, you know.
And in relation to the cup in general, there are always going to be shocks, and a couple stand out. Longford defeating Sligo, who are going through a very difficult period, and those non-league, Crumlin defeating Wexford, although Crumlin did defeat Harps.
Yeah, Crumlin, they're a top junior side. We watched them play in Littleton Rovers in the intermediate final in Aviva, and then we played them the next week. And all they had us well warned how good a side they were, and we were well prepared for them. But to be fair to them, on the day, they deserved to beat us. And no doubt, there's teams that would underestimate them. And you'll come a cropper, like, because there is some really, really good top junior sides, maybe with players that are good enough to play in the League of Ireland, but they just don't have the time or the commitment levels. They do the training and things. So in one-off games, they can punish you. I'm looking at the two teams left in, like Bluebell and they're top sides. You wouldn't want to be going maybe a trip away to them, but you would certainly fancy yourself at home to them. And even touching there on the Sligo game, the Longford game, like, to me, the Sligo, that would have been a nice release for Sligo, maybe to get through in the cup and bring a wee bit of confidence that way and bring it into the league. But to then to get knocked out by Longford, who are not going well in the first division, that's not going to do the confidence of the squad any good whatsoever, you know.
Moving away from the cup, just briefly, underage teams at Finn Harps, how are they getting on this season?
Yeah, it's been a mixed season for the 19s. Joe's had a load of injuries, and the 19s, and there's a load of the squad involved with the first team as well. So they're going up and down, and it's probably very hard for them to get consistency. And Declan's 17s is going very, very well. They're sitting second at the moment, and there's some Pats who are probably one of the best sides in the country. So on that front, looks pretty solid. Our 15s, where we have a first game next week against Sligo at home, and we've just got our squad assembled, and so it's just great. It's great. Look, as I was saying, the parents at the weekend, it's fantastic that you have a bunch of players that will be playing against the best from Longford, the best from Galway, the best from Cork, Dublin, all over, so it's in Dundalk, Drogheda, all these teams. You're playing the best players each week. And for us as coaches and for the players, like, it's only going to bring them on. When you see it at the national standard, it will definitely bring the development on. It's great for us to put it up and see what we're working on and test it against the best as well. So all round, hopefully it'll be a successful league, you know.
Well, hopefully it will. Kevin McHugh, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
No problem.